This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and you are invited here to take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Tonight, got an attack hit piece from Salon.com. They apparently are obsessed with libertarians, and they've been writing a lot about libertarians over at Salon, and we have the seven strangest, according to them, libertarian ideas. So we'll share some of those with you, maybe scatter them throughout the show as we get around to them, I don't know if we want to run through them all at once. We'll also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
All right, so Ellen is here with us, and she's got an update, actually, on a story that we covered previously on the show, although I don't know, I don't think you were here for it, Ellen. You just saw this story in you're doing your show prep, and you thought you found it interesting.
Right. I just stumbled upon this, actually, on Reuters.com. You say it like Reuters, right?
Reuters, yeah.
Reuters,
yeah.
Okay. And for some reason, I thought it was Reuters.
It does look that way, or like Reuters or something. Maybe, Reuters? Or do they pronounce it Reuters?
Reuters.
Reuters, okay. See, who knows? But
Daryl knows.
This thing, this guy, his name is Charlie Shrem. He's actually a former advertiser with Free Talk Live.
Oh, wow.
Bit Instant was his company, and we had Bit Instant on board here for many months on Free Talk Live before things kind of went south with the company, and that's a whole other story. And then there's these criminal charges that he got, he picked up. And that's, again, it's a crazy situation where he was basically just trying to help somebody get some Bitcoin. But apparently there's all these rules that the government wants you to follow about identifying people. And they claim that he wasn't following those rules. That's kind of a short version of the indictment, which was, multiple pages. And I did take a look through the actual indictment where they apparently one of the reasons why Charlie got caught was because he was not encrypting his conversation. So when he was doing business, when he was talking about the things that he was doing with others and with the person in question, he was just using straight up unencrypted emails. So it was not hard at all for the feds to do the investigation of this matter and take him down.
So the feds were just following after this man because they thought he looked suspicious?
Oh, God. I forget. It's been a long while since I read the indictment. I forget what it was that tipped them off to start investigating him. So I can't answer that question right now. But share the update with us. What's going on?
Okay.
And where's it from?
Well, it's actually a very sad story to me from Reuters.com. Bitcoin promoter pleads guilty to unlicensed use of currency. And it shows a picture of him walking out of the federal court in Lower Manhattan on the 4th. Okay, so that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is very recent. A man who helped to promote Bitcoin wants to remain in the business despite pleading guilty Thursday to indirectly helping send more than $1 million in the digital currency to users of the illicit online marketplace Silk Road, his lawyer says. So right out the bat, they're making it sound, just like the worst crime ever, because this illicit what?
Dealer.
Yeah, exactly. This is like the real Silk Road, you know, where all the black market deals go down and all the scum of the earth just gather there. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. And you can tell that this is already biased.
Absolutely. It's hard to get the mainstream media to be, to give the Silk Road a fair shake. It's just not going to happen. We'll do it here on Free Talk Live because, I understand the Silk Road and I understand how it brings so much safety to the underground black marketplace. And I think, to me, the people operating the Silk Road and the people running within the Silk Road are, in a lot of cases, heroes. Now, there are scam artists on the Silk Road as well, but the people running the service are doing some amazing work.
Right, just because it's based on total free market principles. And there's a lot more that goes on there than just drug use. And
that's true.
I think
you could buy books on the Silk Road.
Yeah, it's helpful. I think it, you know, teaches people how to better deal with one another. But, you know, I guess not everyone shares that opinion.
All right, so tell me more about what happened with Charlie Shrem. So he walked out of court yesterday.
Charlie Shrem, 24, pleaded guilty at a hearing in New York federal court to one count of aiding and abetting an unlicensed money transmitting business. A co-conspirator, Robert Fayella, 54, separately pleaded guilty to operating such a business. Both men face up to 5 years in prison when they appear again in court in January.
Oh.
I knew that much of the business on Silk Road involved the buying and selling of narcotics, Shrem said in court. I knew that what I was doing was wrong. See, that's the sad part to me, is that he said that he thought he was doing something wrong.
Yeah, I totally agree with your assessment on this, Ellen, that it's obviously not wrong to exchange one currency for another for your customers, regardless of whatever the purpose of the customer is. And in this case, he did know that he was dealing with somebody who was doing business on the Silk Road. And I think the other guy you mentioned, Robert Fayella, anyway, that guy was the other person in this matter, and he was essentially offering a cash exchange. So he wasn't doing drug sales. He was on the Silk Road offering to exchange cash for Bitcoin for people.
Right, and it's ridiculous to think that he's responsible for what happens to whatever he's selling or buying after the transaction happens.
Hold on. So based on the allegations, as I'm hearing them against Charlie Shrem and the other guy, then would not every one of the check-cashing services across the country be guilty of this? Because they're generally used by low-income people that live in bad neighborhoods that may or may not light things on fire that affect their brain.
There's a good chance that someone walking into a check-cashing service to get cash out for the weekend is going to go spend that on drugs.
More likely than not, right?
Yeah. Whether the drugs are legal or illegal is another question, and I imagine there's a good mix of that.
Right, but so if they're going after Bitcoin because people are using Bitcoin to buy drugs, well, people are using dollars to buy drugs, too.
That's what they've been using for generations.
Well, that's just the thing about this, is that ultimately Shrem wasn't funding drug sales directly, and it's presumed, you know, the feds are presuming that he was, you know, that the money going into the Silk Road was ultimately going to buy drugs. Again, you can go and buy legal stuff on the Silk Road. Anyone can put any kind of product up. Yes, it's true. There are lots of drug entries there. Yes, there are fake IDs.
This is based on a lot of hypothetical assumptions, though.
Well, but that's just it. They're not charging him with conspiracy to commit drug sales, and they're not charging him with conspiracy to money launder. They're like they are with some of the operators, or the alleged operators of the Silk Road. They're charging him with running an unlicensed money transmitting business, correct? That was what he pled guilty to.
Right.
So by that charge, they've got him by the balls.
Right. Legally, that one makes direct
sense.
It's
a stupid charge.
It
shouldn't exist. And this all these money transmitter laws, which money transmitter is a legal term and it's got a definition that's very nebulous. But all these money transmitter laws are in existence because of the war on drugs, essentially, because, you know, they want to supposedly stop money laundering. These are some of the reasons for the Know Your Customer legislation and stuff like that. A lot of that was pushed by the war on drugs.
Actually, the Know Your Customer stuff came about because of the USA Patriot Act, because we got to make sure that the banks aren't funding terrorists.
Hmm. Yeah, well, isn't it kind of useful for the government if there's a black market that exists? Because if they allow, like, major and small transactions to coexist, like, on the black market level, but then only go after a few of the major transactions, but allow the basis for the black market to stay alive, then they've got something to keep them busy all the time.
They sure do.
So it's kind of like in prison when they keister things and there's a whole business going on.
What's a keister?
In and out of the prison. So I heard this when I was on Puke in the Gang last week. The hobo that was guest starring on the show told us prison stories, and he was saying that keistering was when, you know, prisoners hide something in their anus, and they take it into prison, and there's a lot of, you know,
they
business
do.
Going on in and out of the prison with these trustees who work, you know, who do community service kind of stuff.
Right. Yep, it's true. That's one of the more effective ways to get things in and out of a prison. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I just hadn't heard that term before. 855-450-3733. And Daryl, you used to work in a prison. Had you heard that one?
I had not, but I knew what she was talking about.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Though, talking about the sentencing of, or what would be at some point the sentencing of Charlie Shrem, there's some kind of a plea deal involved, but there's also a sentencing still that has to happen. We'll get into that here in a moment. He is charged with running an illegal money transmitting business, an unlicensed money transmitting business, trying to give people bitcoins in return for cash. And so they've come after him for that, and I'm sure that the feds are hoping this is going to be a scary thing for other people that are doing business with Bitcoin to try to scare them off. We'll get back into that here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-453. If you'd like to comment, you can join us on Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we were talking a moment ago about the Silk Road. Shrem himself was not doing sales on the Silk Road. He was not selling drugs, but he was selling Bitcoin to someone who was selling Bitcoin on the Silk Road, or rather selling cash, I think, on the Silk Road. And I think that was how it was working. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't read the indictment in 6 months. And the Silk Road's an amazing thing. It is a black marketplace for the internet, and there are other ones now. In fact, I was just reading an article about Agora Marketplace, which has become bigger than the Silk Road. There's now Silk Road 2.0, and Agora Marketplace has more listings than the Silk Road does.
How recent is this?
I just saw this headline literally within the last 48 hours, so I don't know when the story was written, but I suspect it's fairly recent. But Silk Road's still going strong. It's not to say Silk Road's doing poorly. Silk Road was shut down in October of last year.
Right. I'm just shocked that I haven't heard this name more
Agora,
often, though.
Agora Marketplace?
Yes.
It's worth looking at. It's a nice-looking site. They've done a good job with it. And they came out after the Silk Road was taken down. So when Silk Road went down, there were these other ones that popped up. Some of them turned out to be scams. So far, the Agora Marketplace hasn't taken everybody's money and run yet, but it's, you know, it's always interesting to watch the way these things play out. So Silk Road got taken down by the FBI.
Right, because people were fearing things like that, like somebody was going to take the money and run.
Well, that's not why Silk Road was taken down. Silk Road was taken down by the feds because they want to stop the drug trade, or at least that's the supposed story. In this case, we all know that they're not going to stop the drug trade, and in point of fact, if you let Silk Road continue, it will actually reduce the violence involved in the drug trade, because on the Silk Road, no one knows anyone else.
Right. No, there's no face-to-face interaction.
Ever.
So there's no chance of, like, a knife fight in an alley or something.
You can't be robbed. That's correct. You cannot be robbed, at least in person. You can't have a gun or a knife held to you. You can't be beaten physically. None of that stuff happens on the Silk Road. You can still get ripped off. There's still some people that will offer a product, and then they will not deliver that product. And so there's problems. You know, nothing's perfect, but it certainly is a major improvement. So they took the Silk Road down in October, and then the Silk Road came back a month later. So they didn't really do much of anything to stop the online drug marketplace. But they have charged some guys, some males criminally. Four guys were arrested last year. One of them, Ross Ulbricht, alleged to be the founder of the Silk Road, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. He's been facing some pretty serious charges, including conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to deal drugs, conspiracy to hack, because on the Silk Road there were hacking tools available for sale as well as drugs. And they're also charging him with a kingpin statute. Ross has gotten a lot of publicity for this. I'm sure he could use some more, so you can go to freeross.org to help him out with his defense, because he doesn't have any of the money, because they seized all of what appear to be all of his bitcoins. And if he does have more bitcoins, he certainly can't access them from inside a federal prison cell. Andrew Jones is another one of the alleged operators of the Silk Road. He's facing similar charges as Ross Ulbricht, but hasn't gotten near as much press coverage. So not as many people know even what his name is. His name is Andrew Michael Jones. He's a Free State Project participant, and the federal government is alleging that he is one of the administrators of the Silk Road, was one of the administrators, named Inigo. He needs help, too, and you can go and give him some assistance at drewsdefense.org. That's drewsdefense.org. Now, Ellen, you're telling us about Charlie Shrem. Shrem is a businessman. He's fairly young. You said he's 24 years old now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've known him for a couple of years. So when he was running BitInstant, he was probably, you know, his earlier 20s, 22 years old or something like that. And he just, not necessarily suggesting that age would have brought this wisdom. Experience does. and he didn't encrypt any of the critical messages that he was sending about the business that he was doing, which was exchanging Bitcoin for cash, or rather exchanging cash for Bitcoin, and that's what they've come after him for. So go ahead and continue with the story.
Right. So this is where it gets to the what I find to be ironic part, which is his lawyer, Mark Agnifilo, said that what Schrem did was an aberration and that Schrem plans to continue working in the Bitcoin world if possible. So he wants to get back into Bitcoin again someday after all these charges have passed.
Mm-hmm.
Agnifilo emphasized that his client was not involved in directly supplying Bitcoin to Silk Road users. We believe... Oh, shoot, sorry. The page jumped.
Oh, no.
I just lost my sentence.
That happens. So, he wasn't directly involved in sending money to the Silk Road's buyers. He was sending them to one of their users. He was sending Bitcoin, rather, to one of their users, who was then, from what I understand, operating a cash in exchange for Bitcoin service. So people could send Bitcoin to him through the Silk Road, and he would send cash through the mail, from what I understand. Did you find your place?
Right. Okay. Yes, I've got it. So the two pleaded guilty as part of a deal struck with prosecutors from the office of Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. They had been scheduled to go on trial September 22nd. U.S. authorities shut down Silk Road last year, though a new version bearing the same name was launched soon thereafter, like you were saying, Ian. The man accused of creating and operating Silk Road used the alias Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross William Ulbricht, is facing separate charges and is scheduled for trial in November. Schrem stepped down from his post as vice chairman of the Bitcoin Foundation, mm-hmm. a trade group, soon after his arrest in January. He was previously the chief executive of BitInstant, a Bitcoin exchange company. So, I remember hearing the name of this company a lot, like when I first moved here.
Yeah, well, that's because they were one of the best. They were probably the best option for a long time for exchanging cash for Bitcoin. They don't exist anymore, and they haven't for quite a while, except mm-hmm. probably at least a year at this point. But they did it, and they did a good job of it. And the problem was, as time went on, they became more compliant. No, that's not the problem for them. They had to do it in order to keep doing business legally. They were based out of New York, and, of course, as we've seen recently, New York has had some of the worst regulatory pushes for regulating Bitcoin. And so they had to keep increasing the level of requirements as far as you had to show identification. You didn't used to have to show identification to get a transaction done. You would have had to have provided some ID eventually as time went on. And so they were kind of clamping down. But behind the scenes, Charlie Schrem was doing business directly with this individual sort of outside of the BitInstant system, still kind of using BitInstant, but Charlie was using his sway with the business to kind of make the requirements go away for this guy, whereas all the rest of us, if we were doing that level of business, would have had to provide some ID and some regular identification.
He was like a co-conspirator.
He basically was helping this guy get around the money transmitting laws and regulations, and so that's why they got him for it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more. And Bitcoin, I don't think we've mentioned this. It's a decentralized currency. We can tell you more about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-600-4264, promo code GCN. 877-600-4264, promo code GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the Bitcoin scene, whatever aspect of it, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency that was created by no bank or government, and you can actually go and get them very easily. We were talking about one of the companies that had existed previously to assist you in that purpose. They don't exist anymore. But ExpressCoin.com is great, and they've been doing amazing work, and they are fully licensed and all that. You know, they follow the money transmitter rules, etc. So if you want to get Bitcoins quickly, or Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, those are all available through ExpressCoin.com. You go there, and it's easy to get started over there. So easy to set up an account, and you can even grab their smartphone app. They also do it very affordably, so you can take advantage of a special deal by using code FTL to get up to $40 worth, $40 worth of Bitcoin or any of those other altcoins for no fee. So to pay no fee to transfer money from one form into another is an amazing deal, and they're doing that over at ExpressCoin.com. Now, if you go above $40, then it's only a 3% transfer fee, which is, again, also an amazing price. I've never seen a better price for a Bitcoin exchange anywhere. So check it out at ExpressCoin.com. And by the way, it's now available in Canada. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ellen, you've got a little bit more on this story about Charlie Shrem. He's the former operator of BitInstant, and he was doing some sort of behind-the-scenes deals, although he unfortunately did not encrypt his communications about those behind-the-scenes deals. And so the feds were easily able to get into his email account and gather all kinds of evidence against him that he wasn't indeed following the rules, so to speak, these money transmitter rules that his company at the time, BitInstant, was supposed to be following. And so because he was sort of working around those and giving this one guy special treatment, they came after him and they came after the guy. His guy's name was Robert, and they both now have taken a guilty plea.
Right. According to this article from Reuters, prosecutors said Fayella, 54, operated an underground Bitcoin exchange on Silk Road under the name BTC King, providing currency for users engaged in illicit drug trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Shrem processed transactions for Fayella through BitInstant, despite knowing the Bitcoin would eventually find their way to Silk Road, where the funds would be used for drugs, he said in court. Both men agreed to forfeit $950,000 to the government as part of their plea deals. Robert Fayella and Charlie Shrem opted to travel down a crooked path, running an illegal money-transmitting business that catered to criminals bent on trafficking narcotics on the dark web drug site Silk Road, Barrara said in a statement.
This was the U.S. attorney who was speaking there. This is their prosecutor who was making that statement. And, okay, that's it. Well, you shut down the underground drug market now. That you can pat yourself on the back and act like you've actually done something to have an impact. But no, you haven't. You've only punished one guy, and you've done nothing whatsoever to stop the international drug trade.
No, if anything, they're fanning the flames, because now people are going to try to find more clever ways to get away from this situation.
Sure. I mean, the takeaway on this one is encrypt your emails when you're doing business that could be considered illegal.
Well, and I'm still curious, because they keep mentioning, you know, these bitcoins were used to buy illegal things. But was he charged with, you know, like assisting someone in purchasing an illegal substance? It doesn't sound like
a conspiracy.
It at all. It sounds like he was only charged with illegal money transmission.
I don't remember.
If you handed me a $5 U.S. bill that said Federal Reserve at the top, and then I handed you either the $5 Bahamian bill or the $5 Canadian in my wallet, then we would be involved in an illegal money transaction.
How dare you?
Would we be? I don't know what the laws are, so
I don't have a license. You don't have a license.
That's true.
You're not authorized to make that transaction, you guys. You have to fill out the proper paperwork before you can really tell if it's fair. You might be devaluing the dollar. Dear Lord.
Might be laundering this money.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. You are welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE, but I agree, Ellen, with your assessment that it's sad when people are convicted of crimes that have no victim. There's no one who was harmed in this case.
No, they were doing people a valuable service.
Right, both of the people who are transacting in this case were transacting voluntarily. No one was feeling like they got ripped off. The guy, you know, Charlie was charging a percentage to make the transaction, and this guy was going on Silk Road and charging people a percentage to make transactions with him. And so everybody would have been fine had they just been left alone. But these federal agents are on this crusade to try to stop the flow of drugs. And it's just such a futile thing. But ultimately, it seems more like it's about money, because they're getting nearly $1 million out of these men.
Out of each of them.
Right. I mean, that's not going to any kind of victim. It's not going to go to make anyone whole.
The state is always the victim, Ian.
Well, it's ridiculous. The state doesn't exist.
Why don't you know this by now?
The state's just an idea. It can't be a victim of anything.
Well, apparently it was a victim of $950,000 apiece.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So I think it's sad that Shrem was saying earlier, that you quoted him saying,
right, he said that
he knew
what he was doing was wrong. Which, when I first read that, I thought, well, maybe they're skewing his words, because he could have said something like, I knew that what I was doing was legally wrong. Like, technically speaking, I would have been charged for it in court, but maybe he didn't. Maybe he said it in a way that seemed like, you know, well, it's wrong according to you, but I don't really think it's wrong. But
maybe
he's wording it slightly differently.
I mean, I don't know what's in Charlie Shrem's heart, but I know that
blood.
He was
blood
likely
is in his heart.
He was likely saying those things in front of a judge. I suspect that was not actually a quote from a media interview,
right,
but a quote from like a statement that he was making about, oh, I've been a bad boy,
he did
judge.
Say that in court.
Please go ahead and just deal out whatever you want.
Right.
I've been so bad.
Which is kind of sad.
I throw myself on your mercy.
Like, where is his integrity there? Like, he knew from the beginning what he was doing,
well,
but he still went through with it. And all of a sudden, now when he's in court, he's going to back off and say, no, this is actually wrong.
Well, there's nothing wrong with saving your own skin if you're not throwing someone else under the bus, right?
He's throwing all the other people who commit these purchases on the black market under the bus.
That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
I mean, if he's saying, like,
he's not throwing anyone under the bus in that they're getting crushed by the wheels and are going to go to prison.
He's a perpetrator of this crime, and all of a sudden now he's turned against everyone else who's doing it and saying, no, you're doing something bad.
You're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
No, he's certainly indicting them verbally, but his action here in court of essentially eating some crow in front of the judge is going to serve him, and it will not serve him at anyone else's cost. So, unlike somebody who will snitch on another person, so commonly, like in the drug world, if you bust somebody, the police bust somebody, they'll demand they give up their dealer in order to get out of whatever the criminal charges are. That's throwing somebody under the bus. That's ruining somebody else's life to make your life a little bit less worse off because you won't get charged with something.
Right.
In this case, he's not doing anything like that. He's just saying, I was a bad boy, and now just,
well,
please go easy on me, sir.
I can understand out of self-preservation if you want to, you know, try and get your charges as low as possible. But still, to me, this is just excessively cowardly if he actually... Just because...
You're used to hanging around activists.
Because
I mean,
this is like... I'm looking at it from a purely, very... principle point of view.
Yeah, well, people don't have those principles.
Right.
I mean,
well, when it comes to practice,
them.
You can't really stick to them.
Well, that's just it. You may have the principles, but in a lot of cases, when the state comes around waving a big stick at you or a gun or whatever it is they're waving, in this case, rattling cage doors, I mean, he's facing 5 years in prison on this, and that's on the plea deal from what I understand. So he hasn't yet been sentenced, somewhat in the same way that Adam Kokesh apparently was sentenced just recently, yesterday or something like that, very, very recently. He's a totally different story. I'm hoping to get Adam on to talk more in detail about this. But in his case, it was gun charges in D.C., and he came up with some kind of a deal, but ultimately still had to face sentencing. I don't know how that works. It must be a federal thing where you make a deal, but then you're still rolling the dice to see what the judge is going to give you when sentencing happens. That sounds like what's going on with Shrem. But we'll come back with more, and you can share your thoughts at 855-453. Did Charlie Shrem do something wrong by selling Bitcoin for cash outside of the system? It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming, expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. Skype usernames LRN.FM. And that toll free number again is 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the Bitcoin world, money transmitting outrageous prosecutions, this guy's facing 5 years in prison because he transmitted money illegally without getting some sort of required information by the government first. And so we can come back into that discussion here in moments. But from what I understand, Charlie Shrem, the man we're talking about here tonight, who is, again, facing those 5 years, he's going to be at Coins in the Kingdom coming up at the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Free Talk Live, myself, Mark, we're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting from the event. Charlie is one of the speakers who will be at the event, including some other great speakers like Jason King from Sean's Outpost, the MIT Bitcoin Project's Dan Elitzer, Kyle Drake from Skyhook, the open source Bitcoin vending machine company. Very cool little device. Happen to have one of those in the other room here. MK Lawrence from Bitcoin Not Bombs and many more. It's happening at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October 4th. Through Monday, October 6th. And apparently Monday is going to be the day when people are going to go out to Disney World and actually, you know, have a blast. Prior to that, there's going to be all kinds of Bitcoin discussions and fun going on there. In fact, fun is mandatory at the event. Hotel rooms are $99. Kids under 12 are free. And the tickets to the event, again, just $60. For a weekend convention, $60 is an incredible deal, especially if it's happening at Disney World. It's amazing. So come celebrate Magic Internet Money at the Magic Kingdom will be there. I look forward to seeing you there. Coinsinthekingdom.com. Again, coinsinthekingdom.com. That's coming up. That's going to be in about a month from now. So go get your tickets now while you still can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Tom's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, it's about the Foreign Accounts Tax Compliance Act, or FATCA.
That sounds exciting.
That's the
sounds like a real page-turner.
A federal law that says that banks all over the world have to tell the IRS how much money U.S. citizens have. Or anybody.
That's right.
Because anybody who was born in the United States, or if they have like one parent who was born in the United States, even if they were born in another country, they are considered by the U.S. government to be a U.S. citizen. And by the way, trying to bring up to a member of the Canadian Parliament who's very much against complying with this law, a loophole that I found in my passport. It says that if you accept a job with a foreign government, then under certain circumstances, you can lose your U.S. citizenship. This paragraph, this note in my U.S. passport warning people that, you know, if you do that, you can wind up losing your U.S. citizenship. Hmm. And I'm trying to tell that member of the Canadian Parliament, by the way, if you offer somebody in your riding, because that's what they call MP districts in Canada, they're called ridings, if you offer them a job. Let's say you've got a bloke in your constituency office who's going to be out on holiday next week, eh? Well, then they go have somebody fill in just for one day to answer the phones, eh? And, you know, they don't have to go to Ottawa to do it. They've got an office in their riding, so it's just a few kilometers down the road, eh? So anyway, they
he's trying to talk like a Canadian. Daryl's looking funny at me here. He's adding in the word "a."
Yeah, I know. Right. I'm just trying to figure out why he's trying to talk like a Canadian.
I think it's
but anyway,
to be funny.
If you put them to work answering the phones for one day, in
so what you're saying is then they will revoke the feds will revoke their citizenship. And so, therefore, if the citizenship is revoked, yeah. Then the FACTA, this thing you're talking about where the banks of the world do not have to report that person to the IRS?
That's right, because they thereby renounce their citizenship without having to go through all the trouble and pay.
The renunciation. That's an interesting
Ooh.
Point. Because
we were just talking about that last
week. Yeah, that's right. We were talking about that where the feds have increased by 440%, I think it was, the fee that you have to pay in order to just apply to remove your citizenship. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, and what I'm bringing up here is they don't admit they ever were a U.S. citizen. They simply take a job working for one day at the by the way, let me interject one thing, not to change the subject, but she was mentioning on the program about trustees going in and out of the prison. And let me mention to people who are confused about that, that means prisoners who are trusted. That does not mean people who are on the board of trustees. Okay.
You were talking about when we were discussing smuggling earlier. Thanks,
yeah.
Tom, for the call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So
right.
I get what
Sorry if that wasn't clear enough. When I said trustees, I meant prisoners who are, you know, capable of going out and doing these jobs. I didn't mean anybody who was in a trusted position working in the hierarchy of the prison.
So I get what Tom's saying there. He's saying it was sort of a long reach about back to the last discussion we had about the renouncing one's citizenship. So in order to renounce citizenship, you have to acknowledge you were a citizen in the first place, which, of course, as I pointed out last week, nobody's actually a citizen because the government, at least in this country, in the U.S., has no obligation to protect you. And a citizen is someone.
Unless you go to a different country and you're like, well, I'm just going to get a job working for some other country's government so I can avoid all that stuff.
So you would be, in theory, able to avoid having to go through the process of renouncing your citizenship, which, of course, if you are like me and you don't believe citizenship exists, that would be a way to do it. Of course, then you'd have to hold your nose and actually work for the government in order to do
that. But you wouldn't have to admit anything about citizenship, really. It would just happen automatically.
Well, that's what he was saying.
Yeah. He said in some cases it can be.
It can be automatic? What can
be? The renunciate, like the automatic revocation, can be. So it's not a guarantee.
I see.
And I could see one of these things of if a large number of Americans started getting jobs for foreign governments for even a day, and then saying, I'm no longer an American citizen. Well, and then the feds would be like, no, it's not automatic. You still got to do X, Y, and Z.
Odds are good. Large numbers of Americans are never going to do that. Odds are good. Fairly small numbers will probably not go through those hassles.
Right, but, you know, if the people that are trying to expatriate anyway, and we know that that number is going up, then if those people then find out, I can go this other route and not have to go the original way, that's what I meant by an increase. Was, you know,
a noticeable increase.
The number of people, what is it, like 1,300 people in the last several years that have renounced their citizenship.
Ooh, so is that all?
It's not a huge number,
but
it's still...
It's higher than average?
It's definitely on the
average. Right, the number keeps going up every year.
So on average, what, like 5 years ago, it was only a few hundred every single year?
I think so.
That's kind of shocking
to me.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, for all the people that are immigrating here, I'd imagine, at least half that number are, emigrating.
They don't make it easy to leave. Again, this isn't just people who are emigrating, right? This is people who are renouncing citizenship.
Right, expatriating completely.
They're going all the way. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about sort of the money world here with Bitcoin, this amazing decentralized currency that's taking the world by storm. And, of course, there's all kinds of stuff happening in the Bitcoin universe. It's very exciting to focus on that. And liberty-minded people are, in a lot of ways, very interested in this because Bitcoin can provide folks with some level of financial independence. For instance, if you are going to go over to another country and live, it's nice to have Bitcoin, especially as Bitcoin becomes more accepted, because then you don't have to transfer money from one form to another, and you can avoid, hopefully, if Bitcoin continues on, you could hopefully avoid even having to open a bank account in another country, because that's what the feds are using to target people from the United States. They're using the banks of the world to send them information. And I don't understand how this works. I don't get how the federal government can write some kind of law and have the world's banks respond to it.
Well, do you remember there was the thing a couple of years ago where the U.S. government was threatening the Swiss banks? Because the Swiss banks, they don't necessarily tie a name to the account. They tie a number to the account.
Right, and it's more anonymous. But isn't the U.S. Federal Reserve note, isn't that the global currency?
It's fairly well accepted around the globe, but they're...
So they have a lot of sway when it comes to, dealing with other banks.
But what do they do? I mean, how do they push themselves onto these banks? I mean, what...
I just imagine some sort of political pressure, like maybe there's some sort of, awkward conversation.
They're pressuring the governments.
And then the governments are pressuring
the banks.
I see.
In a lot of places, those banks are controlled by a government.
Yes. Okay. Good point. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Salon.com says there are 7 very strange libertarian ideas. We'll share some of those with you coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.